I think so. Asen, so you're into ridiculous car things.
Yes.
Have you seen the like the Japanese Bozozoku?
Yeah, I think
exhaust and stuff.
It's a love hate. It's a love hate thing for me on that one.
That's interesting. So why? What do you say? It's a love hate.
I don't like the style of it. It's definitely way too much going on for me. But I like it because it's unique. You can't just go and buy these parts online. Like, you physically have to make them.
Sure do.
Yeah, you definitely do. Like, that's the cool factor of it. It's like you're never going to see two of the same. It's going to always be somewhat different because it's as unique as can be with modifying the car.
It's so far over the line for me that it's like nothing I would want to ever have, own, or drive. But this is what I will say. I will say that I completely and immensely appreciate some of the artistry that goes into what they do.
Yeah, it's definitely cool, man. Look at it.
It's unbelievable. I mean, look at that guy. He's happy.
He's so happy.
But look at these spoilers. I mean, what do you do with front splitters like that? Now,
performance based, it's nowhere there. It's all for looks. Look how small the wheels are.
It's like the original, like, lowered mini trucks.
Oh.
So what's interesting to me is kind of twofold. The first thing is whatever they do in these wild builds is just unbelievable. But, you know, this is actually a pretty interesting culture. You know, like, at first I always thought it was just kind of like the Japanese with their flair. Like, for those, you know, I see a lot of people, they talk about JDM exhausts and all the JDM parts and cars and stuff like that. JDM gets this real pedestal action that the Japanese car culture gets put on, right? And especially here in the States, you know, I think it's largely the love of the things you can't have that puts it there. But
always,
you know, people, I think, when they think of wheels, at least, they think, well, JDM is Volk and Wed Sport and Work and SSR and, you know, and a lot of these different companies that have become kind of synonymous with, you know, higher end tuner wheels here. And I think the one part that people seem to leave out so much is the fact that there are so many JDM brands.
Yeah.
JDM brands, and they are hideous. Hideous. And you know, and here's the thing. Largely in Japan, you know, like, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of culture there, and there's definitely different spans. But if you look at a lot of the Japanese, you know, design and, you know, even some of their lifestyle things and their different clothing options and stuff, sometimes the stuff is really far out there.
Yeah.
Like, super far out there.
See, but they're always the ones doing it first. Like, they started doing this in Japan after World War II. I read that somewhere. I actually looked this up. But now it's
like the story all,
but
of
now it's Yeah, but now it's going even into the UK, into Europe. Like, it's, I don't know. I feel like Japan always sets.
I mean, he's got a downward slope. But let's be honest. He's trying. He's trying to contemplate what's coming off first.
Let's see what's going on here.
Is it going to be the side skirt? Or is it? It's definitely the side skirt.
I think it's going to be the side skirt. But once he hits that front end,
you see all these guys in the pink camouflage here. They actually, they're part of just making sure they can leave the driveway. That's the I'm going to leave the driveway crew.
Yeah. Oh my God.
This is going to be a tough project we got going on here.
I feel like going in would definitely be a lot easier than going out.
Oh, all right. I see what they're going to do. Keep the weight on the back
so that the front goes up.
Right.
But then the side skirt is
going to. It's not that he stopped.
Oh, he's stuck right now.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Now we figured it out.
Now, we're going to really draw some correlations to this. You can really see a lot of the correlations. He's doing a burnout to go backwards. Nice. Now he's going to floor it, and Duke's a hazard.
He's going to have to. He's stuck
the
again.
He's stuck again. Nope. He's changing the approach.
We got it.
Oh, look at this. I like how they made the front spoiler almost like a piece of Tupperware. Like, it just,
that thing just flexed, though.
Oh,
that
here
thing
we was, go. Now we got something to look at.
Yeah, look at that.
So for those that are listening to this on the podcast thing, those
Where is it going?
He's got to go the other way.
I'm not going out that way.
But so these cars, it's not...
Wait, he's going to reverse out. Hold on. He's going to reverse out.
This is great.
That, I do got to say, that is, I'll give him that. This is dedication, like the, though, Scott. This
look
is,
at the Tupperware type stuff look, that they got. But look,
he made
going.
It out, no problem.
I mean,
imagine having to pull out of like Walmart or Target. Just
now,
like, look.
Tell me, it looks like fence posts. Tell me, how is it that the exhaust that we have under the car, the small ones, seem to come off the hangers, but these guys can have 7 feet exhaust over the cars?
Dude, it's wild.
That's unbelievable. That's some really special stuff.
Not going to lie, everybody took that dude's idea about going backwards out after the first gun. Look, even more.
This guy's like, he's got it. Look at that exhaust.
It honestly looks like they took a goalpost and cut it in half and just put it there.
I will tell you that that looks shockingly like one of those rides that you get on in the boat at Disneyland.
Right? No, those are one of those funky Hot Wheels that you get that'll never be actually made.
But think about the amount of time it takes to fabricate this stuff. Look at this thing.
That thing is...
By the way, if the flare was driving the Flash.
Oh my God, that would be it.
That'd be his car. In Japan.
Is he going to go backwards? Is he going backwards?
I feel like we might be watching the same clip over again. I'm not sure.
No, I feel like these are all different cars. But again, who knows?
So I think, you know, the idea of doing some of these things with the exhausts and some of the Japanese culture is super interesting. But like you brought up a good point. It's actually quite a sad story. Like, So the story of you know is, you know, we talk about the artistry and some of the car modifications that were just, I mean, and I don't know how else to describe them, but over the freaking top.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff is crazy. Nothing functional about it, but I will say
nothing functional at all, not whatsoever, which is I think it's cool. It's all purely for the uniqueness of it. They're not driving to go fast. They're not modding the car to go faster or drift or do anything like that. They are modding it just to look as ridiculous as possible driving down the road.
But in a style that only they could capture.
Again, I feel like this is going to make its way sooner or later over here.
This has been going on for decades.
I feel like the West Coast is going to be big on this thing at one point.
I think that there's probably a group of them already here. But
I wouldn't be surprised.
Here's what's interesting. You know, the story of this is pretty ravishing. And I don't really know a ton about it, but I do know I've heard this story many times before. This is not the first time this cultural thing. I just think like you are the perfect one because you're so ridiculous in some of your stuff. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's cool. So this thing is actually really clean. That's really clean.
Yeah, but that's not at all.
No, nowhere near what we're talking about. He was just driving through. He's like, I gotta go, guys.
He was going to work, and he's like, oh look, it's a Bozozuku,
which means violent speed tribe.
Well, all right. So
that's what the internet told me. So I'm gonna roll with it.
Right. So does this guy have a
that
motorcycle
got a,
helmet?
That thing, he's got a half got a pipe.
Helmet. No. Tell me the dude on the motorcycle has a Bozozuku helmet.
All right. We might need to blur that one out.
Japan.
Wait, that wasn't even planned. That just rolled through.
Japan, I love you.
I really do. I want to go to Japan so bad.
These guys, I love this.
They're just living life.
So it's actually a pretty sad story in a sense that from what I understand from the stories I've heard and I've read is that the term really never applied to car culture itself. It was actually more related to like motorcycle, and they were kind of like some of the first original motorcycle gangs back in the 50s, because a lot of these soldiers were coming back from World War II, and I would imagine, like when you really think about it, it was probably pretty messed up.
Oh yeah, I mean, listen, could only imagine.
World War II, right? So first they get
history lessons with Scott.
Yeah, right. I mean, and take this history for what you want, you know. First, there's the whole thing about you know, the war that they were going on in early part of World War II. Then all of a sudden they have this lightning bolt of an idea to, you know, devastate the U.S. by doing Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
And, you know, and that's where the kamikaze pilot thing gets so built up from, right? That was the first introduction, I think, that most of the world had seen on a large scale where, you know, the thought of the actual plane and pilot giving of their life would turn into the actual weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, so you have all these soldiers, but then they wake the sleeping giant, just like the movie, and then essentially the United States drops nukes on the country.
Yeah.
Killing, mass devastation, taking out civilians, the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now this is X amount of years later. So now some of these guys coming off of World War II and they're soldiers, they don't have any purpose. They don't have this purpose of life. Like, what are they supposed to do? I would imagine that there's this great deal of gravity of some of these guys probably felt like I never thought I would be here because I was always planning to give my life for my country,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And then you have all these guys that came out of the war, and it's like, what do you do? Like, what do you do after that? It's the same thing we see with the post-traumatic stress disorders that happen in the U.S. when soldiers return from wartime, and they're trying to adjust to civilian activity. So now you have a group of these guys in the 50s that just don't know what to do, and they essentially end up kind of creating this motorcycle type of gang, and they were one of the first. And I've heard people talk about, like, you know, a lot. Some of them were made up of a lot of the Yakuza and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But let's look at this. So you have this generation of essentially people that are doing this cool stuff with, you know, with motorcycles and stuff like that because they had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Like their life. This was, and so this culture morphed from that, and later on as it goes into, you know, 60s, 70s, there's a lot of different intricacies to how the culture evolves mm-hmm. and gets to cars, but as cars start to become part of kind of this culture, you know, we get this, you know?
It's so cool though, man. Again, it's nothing that I could personally do myself, but I think it's such a cool concept. It's unique, the bikes are probably my favorite.
Yeah, but, I mean, I would say that the exhaust that go all the way around the car.
Yeah, it's wild, man.
I mean, how do you even say? Here's what I can't figure out. I don't know how these guys put pipes like that on the car.
Look at this one.
That's unbelievable.
That's out the hood.
It's out the hood. It's on top of the roof.
And this guy's just having a great time in there.
He's probably the same guy on the motorcycle, I feel like. So here's the thing. Like, I don't even know how they get welds to not break. Like, because the exhaust weight on those welds must be so severe. There's no hangers. I mean, look at that guy's got some stuff going on there.
So crazy.
I really struggle with. I can appreciate the artistry. I really struggle. I don't understand the flavor at all. That's kind of cool for some.
Yeah, that is cool.
Did he have balls hanging out of this? If you're listening to this by any chance of the imagination on any one of the podcast things, you should really go check this out on YouTube because there's a lot of B-roll that is popping up here. And I will say that it is absolutely crazy.
But my favorite thing about it is everything is unique. Every single car that you see on this is just different, unique, versus I've been to a lot of Volkswagen shows where you can look at the same Volkswagen with the same wheels on it 20 different times. So I very, very big into this. I definitely approve. I think it's cool.
How do they keep those front spoilers on? They're like 3 feet long.
I can't keep a spoiler on that's a foot on.
It's not even a foot on.
It's not even.
It may be 3 inches off the ground, but it's right on the front of the car. These guys are anyhow. I think it's an interesting story, and I think it's an interesting piece of car culture that I hope stays in Japan.
No, it's already making the move.
I know, but I hope it stays there. It's making the move. Well, yeah, no, it's been around. And you've seen a lot of the drift. You've seen some of the drift guys go to the longer exhaust type things. Maybe not to the same extent. Look at those
exhaust pipes. Not to this extent, but.
Look at that.
But look, it looks like the weld's about to come off itself.
No, it's not the weld. I know. That thing's boogieing. It's moving with the whole engine.
That's wild.
Anyhow, that's nuts. What do you think about doing that to your Volkswagen?
They're actually, I've seen a couple of, I think, one or two that have had the crazy exhaust that come out high like that. Personally, it's not the look for that car.
So what you're saying is you'd rather go out of your hood. We could do that.
We'll just drill a hole right in there.
We'll just put a hole in and then we'll run it on top of the roof.
And then it'll come up and all around.
Yeah.
Into and then maybe we'll just bring it to the rear, right back in.
Yeah.
So it's just.
It just follows the line of the car.
Just follows.
That's sweet. Oh,
yeah. There you go. You see, it's done.
Listen, you see that?
That star one I've seen. I've seen that star one.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably stage two.
But if you look, the exhaust is open right there into the tip. So like this star, there's no airflow that's flowing through. It's legit just there for style.
Well, clearly, it's a resonator. It flows up to the tip and then flows around right the star around back the out star. The exhaust. Yeah.
But if you, it's so uneven and it's driving my OCD crazy. See how like the right side is just longer. Like it's just a
I know what you mean. It's just slightly off.
That's not slightly. That's off a little bit.
Well, it's off. But
it's off.
I don't know.
But yeah, it is. It has been done.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't pull it off.
So all right. So what do you think about this story? For those that are out there, let us know kind of what you. What do you think about this movement? Right. This is this existing. You know. Movement that's rich in car heritage and culture, but and has an extensive Japanese history attached to it, and has evolved into this. Do you think it's cool? Do you think there's artistry there? Would you ever do it? Do you think that some of this stuff needs to be worked in to Doubt's Volkswagen? I'm gonna say yes.
That's a little. That's
listen,
wild.
You love wide wheels. Look
I
at
do.
The flares.
I do love wide
no
wheels.
No one out flares them.
No. Nobody's gonna out flare that.
That's awesome. Well, anyhow.
But that's out flared with like a 13-inch wheel too.
Because they that's know what's wild. Going on.
That's wild.
Listen, these are bad dudes.
Yes.
When you can put your oil cooler on the front of the car.
On the front.
Look at the purple velour. Purple velour interior, unbelievable. Anyhow.
I love it.
That's it for this one. Let us know what you think. Throw it down below. Get over there to YouTube if you're listening to the podcast thing, and let us know if this is something you think is super cool.
Yes.
Or
super and make sure
ridiculous.
To like and subscribe.
Oh, wow. Anyhow.
I did throw that in there.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Later, guys.
Next week.
Peace.